Good morning and welcome to Biz Talk this morning. My name is Tony Bush and I'm here this morning with our SCORE chapter chairperson, Jyothi Nerangadi. Good morning, Jyothi.
Good morning.
Welcome to the program on this wet, rainy Saturday morning, and standing in for Jim Rossetti, who normally co-hosts. Jim and I do the show, but Jim is out this weekend, so thank you for showing up and helping with the show this morning.
Glad to be a substitute.
Thank you. You're listening to Biz Talk every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. We bring the program to you. Jyothi and I are SCORE counselors. We are, so is Jim Rossetti, and his local SCORE chapter here in Appleton is headquartered at the Chamber Building in downtown Appleton. We have about 60 counselors in our chapter. We range from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac, and SCORE is an organization that offers free counseling services to business owners or those who'd like to start a business. Our counselors have expertise in many various areas, information research, IT, marketing, production, banking, accounting, cash flow, production, retail. So if you're out there and you're listening to the program and you're facing a challenge of some sort, feel free to visit our website at scorefoxcities.com. You can learn more about our local SCORE chapter. And on the website is an application you can fill out online, hit the send button, and that would be submitted to the SCORE office. And probably within a week or so, you'll hear from a SCORE counselor who will be calling to schedule your first appointment. It's all free, and SCORE offers, beyond just the counseling, a network of resources because the SCORE counselors are well connected in the business community. They can identify and bring other resources to you to help you with your the growing of your business. So once again, visit our website at scorefoxcities.com. Read about the SCORE chapter and feel free to fill out an application and submit it for assistance for counseling. We'd also like to acknowledge and thank the sponsors who bring the program to you each weekend. They are Associated Bank. They're a full-service business bank with lots of consumer services, cash management, trust services, and so on. And also, we would like to thank Epiphany Law. Epiphany Law is Kevin Eisman and his team on the north side of Appleton. They specialize only in business law. Albertson Haling, CPA firm. They have offices in Appleton and Green Bay. And Kurt Haling is the Appleton partner. Our guest this morning, Bernie Boss, and I know Kurt quite well. So we welcome and thank Kurt and his partner for being a sponsor of BizTalk. And we'd also like to acknowledge and thank the Venture Center out at Fox Valley Technical College for their support of the program. The Venture Center, directed by Amy Peach, they put on the eSeed programs that you may hear about once in a while. And those are very good business plan preparation classes that last probably 10 to 15 weeks in range. But if you're interested in doing a business plan, contact the Venture Center out at Fox Valley Tech. Ask for Amy Peach. And one last thank you to the Business News, because the Business News is a very good newspaper. It's just business, comes out every 2 weeks, costs $20 a year. If you're not subscribed to it, you should be. And they promote our program in their paper. We acknowledge that and thank them for that support on the air. Well, it's just a couple minutes into the program. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll give out some phone numbers, and we're going to meet our guest, Bernie Boss, and his wife, Sharon. We're looking forward to a great show this morning, folks, so stay tuned. You're listening to the Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY Radio.
As the number one SBA lender in Wisconsin, Associated Bank has been helping small businesses grow for over 120 years. By getting to know you, your business, and the goals you hope to achieve, Associated is able to offer a wide range of financial solutions to help you run your business more efficiently and save you time and money. If you're interested in learning more about the financial solutions Associated offers to business owners, visit an Associated branch or AssociatedBank.com. Loan subject to credit approval, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC, and Associated Bank Corp.
Are you an entrepreneur starting up a business? Maybe you've been in business for several years and your company is growing. Either way, you need a trusted legal advisor. Epiphany Law can help. Epiphany Law is a business law boutique that provides expertise to startup and growing businesses. Period. They don't do divorces. They don't chase accident claims. And they don't dabble in criminal law. They pride themselves on providing solutions to businesses of varying shapes and sizes. And they have the expertise to be your all-around business legal advisor. In short, they do business law. And they do it very well. It's been said that an epiphany is a flash of light that points to a better way. At Epiphany Law, they provide that better way. If you're a business owner who's ready for a fresh, business-focused approach to legal advice, call the business law experts of Epiphany Law today at 920-996-0000 or look them up online at epiphanylaw.com.
LLC or S-Corp?
How do I get my business running?
Not sure how to get your business venture off the ground? Let Albertson Healing help you properly set up your business right from the start. We're big enough to handle all of your business startup needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
And welcome back on this rainy Saturday morning. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY Radio. My name is Tony Bush, and I'm here this morning with Jyothi Nerangadi, who is our SCORE chapter chairperson. And it's good to have Jyothi in the studio co-hosting this morning. And our guest this morning is someone pretty special. He's been around for a long time. I've known Bernie since 1972 or 3. We had some fun back at Fox Valley Technical College when we were going to school back then. We were in a veterans club together, and our paths have crossed over the years. But today, Bernie and his wife, Sharon. Good morning to Bernie. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning, Tony.
Good morning.
And they're the proud owners of a very successful growing little business. And we're going to talk about that this morning. And what prompted Bernie to get to this point, and what prepared him for this, and some of the challenges he went through. But before we get into all of that, I'd like to give out the phone numbers if you're interested in calling. And Bernie mentioned before the program that there's a fellow named Mike out there who might want to be calling. So, Mike, if you're listening, you can call us in at 281-1150 in Appleton. If you're outside the Appleton area, you can reach us on the TDS Metricom toll-free line at 1-866-887-1150. So, good morning, Bernie, and tell us about Sun Comfort.
Well, Sun Comfort is a sunroom business here in actually almost half of the state of Wisconsin. It's based in the town of Menasha, right on American Drive, and we are a sunspace dealer. We sell three-season and all-season sunrooms. We sell patio furniture. We also do window replacements, decks, and railings.
Now, you indicated that you have a territory. Just to be clear for the listening audience, Bernie, there are businesses out there that are like organized as franchises and so on. Tell us about the structure of Sun Comfort and Sun Space and how that works.
Sun Space basically is the manufacturer that I represent, and we establish an area that we cover, and then there will not be another dealer in that area, assuming I do the things requested from me.
Yep.
I cover from literally Highway 28 to the south to Michigan, or Upper Peninsula, Michigan, and I cover basically from Highway 51 over to Lake Michigan.
Okay, so the manufacturer sells their product, but they're exclusive as to who they allow to actually make the sale to the consumer and do the construction, and that's your territory.
That is correct. I have to have qualified installers, and in my particular case, I have all in-house installers. I do not sub out any of my work to anybody but people that work for me.
Okay, and that's a difference from a franchise. A franchise would be you have a franchise agreement, and you have to follow a certain procedure, like a McDonald's is a franchise. Or
and you
a
also have to pay a royalty fee.
There's oftentimes a royalty fee, the extra charges, maybe advertising and so on. So this is a little bit different. And so the listening audience, if you're thinking that this might be a franchise, we wanted to make that distinction up front, that there is another variation between franchise owning your own business and then being a representative for another company. And that's what you're in, Bernie.
That's correct. I own my business. They do not dictate to me how I need to run my business. I submit to them a business plan, and we work together to formulate that plan. But really and truly, there is very little interference on their part as to how my business runs or what I need to do to run that business.
And they do, of course, have their standards. You have certain goals you have to achieve. You have to behave a certain way. You have to deliver when you say you're going to deliver and represent them in a very professional manner.
That's correct.
Yeah. So that's all part of the contract. Well, how did you get into this, Bernie? When did you start Sun Comfort, and what's the background? What led up to this?
Sun Comfort opened their doors in January of 2008. Before that, I had worked for another sunroom dealer. The decision of the manufacturer was to allow me to have my own store because of my track record and how I had done in sales and what they felt was necessary for the area here. Before that, I had worked for a glass company, which I did for a number of years, and that helped me better understand the science and theory of glass construction. And before that, I had my own construction business, building homes and working in that. I guess for probably now going on 15, maybe 16 years, I have been in business and developing business.
Well, I've known you for a long time, Bernie. You've had that entrepreneurial bug, that itch, and when you have your own business, if you don't have the passion for doing your own business, it's probably not going to be as successful as if you did have all that passion and that energy to focus on it.
Absolutely. You know, we joke about it constantly there at the place. You know, I'm the guy that can clean the toilets or sweep the floors or, you know, I only own the business. I get the privilege of being there at sometimes 5 in the morning and still have that privilege at 9 at night. And, you know, when the rest of them go home and something still needs to be done, I look at the guy that's left there and say, okay, go to work and get it done.
And it's like you said before the program, you work 2 40-hour weeks a week.
Yeah.
Isn't that what you said?
Yeah, I have two jobs. Both of them are at the same location.
So there's nothing simple about owning your own business. It takes a lot of time and persistence, and you have to be smart and make good decisions.
Absolutely.
That's what it all comes down to.
You know, at the end of the day, I can look at the boss in the mirror and all the mistakes that were made, I can talk to him directly. And, you know, he looks right back and says, why don't you do it better the next time?
And if he misses something, your other boss reminds you.
Oh, absolutely. She's there to, you know, actually be very, very helpful. You know, I mean, Sharon plays an intricate role in our business in the fact that, you know, I can be very, very much the gas pedal. And like anything, if you don't have somebody there with the foot on the brake, you can run into some real, real serious problems. And Sharon will point out to me, hey, you know, let's look at this. She allows me the freedom to make a lot of the decisions, but she will remind me on an ever constant basis of the reality of what I'm doing sometimes. And I think that's crucial in any business. You need to have a check and a balance, and you need to develop an understanding, and especially in the husband and wife team, of what your roles are and what needs to be done. You know, that's what it's all about.
Sharon, would you like to respond and comment on what Bernie just said, being the other part of the team?
Well, I think what you have to realize is that there only can be one boss, and it gives conflicting ideas to your staff if you have both owners trying to be boss. So
that's a good point. It's a very good point.
She seems like the practical side of the business.
Sharon's background is nursing, and she's very empathetic to situations and knows how to read them and to people and their feelings. And I think that plays a big role in how Bernie and Sharon work together.
Right.
But your background, prepared you for this. You said you had some glass company experience. You worked in a previous three-season room company. You've been in construction for a long time. It isn't like if I wanted to go start a Sun Comfort, I know how to bang my thumb on a garage project, but I wouldn't have the knowledge to do what you do. And a lot of business people out there sometimes think, I'm going to go find a job because I'm going to lose my job at the company. They're laying off, or I'm tired of this, or I don't like my boss. So I'm just going to go find a job, and I like doing this, and jump into it with all their feet and all their money and everything. And that's a very risky proposition. So it's good to be prepared.
Absolutely. You know, I've been doing this now in the sunroom business for, 7, 8 years? And in that period of time, I've watched a half a dozen sunroom companies come and go. And you know, the ones I feel sorry for in that are the families of those businesses, but I also feel sorry for the customers. I don't think a day goes by where I don't receive a call from somebody that bought a sunroom from someplace that's not in existence anymore. So in the formulation of my company, excuse me, I try very, very hard to make sure that it's not just about me, and that everything we're doing is to plan for a long-range, long-term business that my customers can rely on and depend on to be there to service that product after the fact.
I just wanted to kind of deviate a little bit. You started the business in 2008, and it looks like from all the information that we gathered that you are already one of the top sunspace dealers in the nation. And how do you get to that?
I'm not one of the top. I am the top.
That's even better.
He's
come to the mountaintop.
My very first year in business, I was awarded the new dealer or the Sunspace's new dealer of the year award for being their biggest new dealer. The second year in business, I became their largest dealer in the United States, and right now I am leading not only the United States but Canada in the largest dealer around. And it comes from just absolute planning and surrounding myself with a team of people. You know, Tony is pretty modest, but when we started this thing back a couple, 3 years ago, Tony and if I can put a plug in for another business, Guidon Business Solutions, Gary Vaughn came alongside of me along with Kurt Haling from the accounting firm. And I put people around me to help me develop and grow a business. And that doesn't mean that I always do what they say. It's my business.
That's right. That's right.
I listen to what they give me.
But that's exactly the point. They're advisors, and Bernie knows how to process the advice, but the decision still lies with the business owner. That's the key.
Absolutely. And as a business owner, if you don't do that, you're going to spiral out of control. And, you know, Tony and I have both been around a long time and watched a lot of well-intended business people start businesses, but they feel that they don't need to have other people around them to help them and support them and guide them in the decision-making process. And I think that's one of the things I've probably learned through the years. If you don't have those checks and balances in place, you know, the world being what it is, it's going to sneak up on you and get you.
It does. You have to have someone watching your back all the time, and you need a good plan.
Absolutely.
You got to have a plan, and that means not only saying, I'm going to sell so many rooms this year, but then you got to get into the numbers. And it's all about having enough cash for the busy time and the slow time and the unexpected challenges that come along. But Bernie's and Sharon have come a long way in understanding that. And what I like to say to my clients is that if the client begins to understand every day how their decisions impact their cash flow, they will be now applying these basic principles to be successful.
Absolutely.
I think we're coming up on a break right here. We'll take a short break. We're going to come back on the other side. We'll give out the phone numbers again, Bernie, and we'll ask folks to give us a call, and maybe Mike will be listening, and he'll give us a jingle. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY Radio.
As the number one SBA lender in Wisconsin, Associated Bank has been helping small businesses grow for over 120 years. By getting to know you, your business, and the goals you hope to achieve, Associated is able to offer a wide range of financial solutions to help you run your business more efficiently and save you time and money. If you're interested in learning more about the financial solutions Associated offers to business owners, visit an Associated branch or AssociatedBank.com. Loan subject to credit approval, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC, and Associated Bank Corp.
Epiphany Law provides business law expertise to startup and growing businesses.
I'm about to sign a lease agreement on a new storefront, and I have this nagging feeling that I should have someone looking it over first.
I'm looking at handing my business over to my son in a few years, and I have no idea how to do that.
Epiphany Law knows the critical questions to ask, and they provide the legal resources required by today's business owners.
I'm thinking of investing in a new franchise, and there are parts of this contract that are way beyond me.
There are employment laws that I just don't understand.
Epiphany Law provides solutions to businesses of varying shapes and sizes and has the expertise to be your all-around business legal advisor.
I'm buying a business.
I'm selling a business.
See the business law experts at Epiphany Law by calling 920-996-0000 or look them up online at www.epiphanylaw.com. An epiphany is a flash of light that points to a better way. At Epiphany Law, they provide that better way.
401k or simple IRA.
I need a plan for me and my employees.
Not sure what retirement plan is best? Let Albertson Healing set up your unique program and help keep it running smoothly. We're big enough to handle all of your business investment needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
And welcome back to Biz Talk. Tony Bush here with Jyoti Nettingadi, the chair of our SCORE chapter here in Appleton and throughout Oshkosh and Fond du Lac. She reigns over a large kingdom, and we're all very pleased that she's our SCORE chair. She just came to a chair position in October.
I wish.
She's a lot of fun and runs good meetings. But we're sitting here this morning with Bernie Boss and his wife, Sharon. They own a Sun Comfort business. They've been talking in our first segment about the growth and how you get started and all the fun times you have. And Bernie did clarify for us that he does work 2 40-hour weeks in 1 week. So if anyone's out there wants to be an entrepreneur, just remember you can work your 40-hour week, but you might have a second one in that same week. We would like to give out the phone numbers if you have a question for Bernie or Sharon and you'd like to ask about how do you start a business and what are some of the challenges, how do you get through some challenges, please feel free to call. The number here is 281-1150 in Appleton, 281-1150. If you're outside the Appleton area, that you can use the TDS Metricom toll-free line, 866-887-1150, 866-887-1150. Bernie, one of the questions I'd like to ask you and Sharon is when you started this company, say 3 years ago, I think it was about 3 years ago, you made a comment before the program started this morning that if you had known then about the economy, what you know now about the economy, you might have had second thoughts about that. So what's your advice? I mean, you just got to get on the train and go, right? And you have to be able to survive it.
Absolutely. You know, I'm certain there's a reason why we can't predict the future. You know, the fact of the matter is that, you know, for everything that goes wrong, somebody else reaps a benefit out of it. You know, what I saw happen a lot and is happening right now is, you know, as the fact that home sales have slowed down to what it was or what it is, now people are taking and investing in their properties, and they're creating that rest area at their home. They're taking that deck or that concrete slab that sits outside there that, you know, in Wisconsin, days like today, you can't be out there. But with a room out there, you can sit back and enjoy it and be out of our second favorite bird in Wisconsin, the mosquito. And they're taking those decks that, you know, it's either raining or too windy or too cold or the bees are out there or it's too hot, and turning it into usable areas. They're taking And instead of having to run 4 hours up north, they're taking that time to enjoy and create an environment in their own home that they can utilize most of the time, which has obviously led to a very successful few years for us. So, you know, the economy is exactly what a person makes it. If it's an if it's a lemon, make it lemonade. And that's been my belief all the time. Find a reason to be successful.
Here's a question for you, Bernie. In the first segment, you mentioned that there's probably a day that goes by, there isn't a day that goes by, where you get a call from someone who is in the process of building or has purchased a sunroom from another dealer, and they went out of business, and you're thriving. Can you comment on that? Why do some, not that we know the intimate details, but why would some fall out of favor and just fail, and here you are thriving?
I don't know why other businesses necessarily fail. I know that for myself, customer service has got to be and is number one in our business. And you know, I'd love to sit here and tell you, Tony, we don't make mistakes, and that would be a blatant lie. The fact is we're human, and my installers can forget something or something can go wrong in the process. But step up as a business owner and deal with it and take care of it instead of blaming whatever.
That's where the customer service comes in.
Absolutely.
You make a mistake, you stand behind it, you fix it, and you move on to the next project. But you fix it so the customer's happy.
Absolutely. And, you know, I've yet to run into a customer that, if there's a problem and we take care of it, they're generally some of my best referral places that I can have. I mean, they are very, very pleased when, in fact, everything ends up working out for them and they're happy with their product. And they go to the next person and say, you know, yeah, we had a problem, but Bernie took care of it. And that means way more than anything else when the customers or the people that are potential buyers are looking for rooms. There's nothing worse than having bought a product from someplace and then all of a sudden they're not around anymore and they can't get service. So I try very hard to make sure that my customers are taken care of.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Bernie, we're going to deviate a little bit from your business ideals and let's talk about your product. Give us a sense of your product. I know part of it is done off-site and the assembly is done on-site. Kind of take us through what's your product all about?
We have a very our main product line is a very unique product. It's a polypropylene type of window that's very, very unusual. It allows me to take basically a screen room and make it into an area that's usable most of the year. We can take and have it where when I come out to the I can design it to fit virtually any possible location on your house or whatever and create an environment where the rain doesn't get in, the snow doesn't get in, the bugs don't get in, and yet not, quote, make it livable square footage on your house. Thereby, you know, it's an improvement on your property, but it's not going to get taxed at the same mill rate as what it would be if we were making it livable square footage.
Good. It seems like a very versatile construction that you have.
Absolutely. It's the only one really that's out there today where when it's all opened up, I can create 75% of the openings as ventilated area, and yet I can determine that amount by how the windows are adjusted to be 50% or 75% or whatever. Versus like when I have to do one of our glass rooms or whatever, the best I can attain for people is a 50% ventilation in the room. And then when it starts to rain, we really don't have a choice because they're sliding sideways. I have to close the window or the rain comes in.
Now, since it's prefabricated or manufactured, how long does it actually take to put one of these up?
Not counting the putting in of the foundation or the footings, because again, based off of where we have to work, it may be a foundation that has to go in or it may be piers. But once we arrive on the job site with the sunroom, generally 4 days to 5 days and we're done. We started one on Tuesday of this week over in Wrightstown and we finished it yesterday. And that was with a tongue and groove ceiling, shingled and completely done.
Very good.
You know, I went to the website, Bernie. What is your website address?
There's two ways of getting there. You can go suncomfortwi.com or you can go backyardbernie.com, and that will link you back to the Sun Comfort. Backyard Bernie is what most of my advertising goes by. I know that's pretty easy to remember. So that's the one that works the easiest.
Well, at the website, you can see these little videos, the little video clips. And there's a fellow there, and it's not Bernie, but it's a strong guy. You can see he's strong, and he takes his fist and punches it into the window. And his fist stretches through the plastic 6 inches on the other side of the frame, and he says the window weighs about 4 or 5 pounds. And then the plastic retracts and resumes its – it remembers where it was, so it goes back to just a normal piece of plastic. That's strong stuff. He said baseballs don't go through it.
That's correct. The manufacturer right now would be rolling their eyes. Everybody says it's a plastic, and it's a polypropylene, okay? A plastic, like people put on their windows, screen windows. will yellow, they'll tear, they'll crack. This stuff comes with a lifetime guarantee that if anything cuts it, tears it, punctures it, rips it, it turns yellow, it does whatever – I'm going to replace it and the labor to do that for nothing, for a lifetime.
And he says that in the ad, but it's a pretty good demonstration of the quality of the window. Bernie, you mentioned during the break that you're growing your company, and now you're down in the Madison area. And
right.
You commented just a minute ago that growth is a challenge. And
well, we were granted the Madison area here just a couple of days ago is when we formally got everything done. And I'm in the process of finding the location and finalizing a lot of things. But what it reminded me of is just all the work that goes into starting a new business. You know, it's a new business plan. It's a new budget. It's all of the things that we went through 3 years ago. And, you know, we were joking about this. In fact, I told our host here, you know, she says, oh, yeah, but this time it'll be much easier. And I said, please put that in writing. You know, the fact of the matter is she was right in one of her statements. There were a lot of mistakes we made that I sure will not make again. I just absolutely, the pain of doing that will keep me from doing that. But it really is a process. And if you try to short sheet it or you don't do it the right way, it will cost you in the end.
Bernie, we're going to have to take a break right now. We're going to take a few minutes off. We'll come back on the other side. We'll conclude the program with our final segment. You've been listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY Radio.
Taxes, bookkeeping?
I just can't handle it all.
Have the financial demands of your business become too taxing? Let Albertson Healing give you the personal service you desire. We're big enough to handle all of your business tax and accounting needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
If you're looking for a business banking partner, consider Associated Bank. They've been helping businesses meet their financial goals for over 120 years. Associated understands the need to streamline your operation to help your business run smoothly and efficiently. That's why they offer fast, easy, flexible tools to help you manage your cash flow and quickly and securely access your account information. If you're looking to enhance productivity and profitability of your business, visit an Associated Bank branch or associatedbank.com. Equal Opportunity Lender, member FDIC and Associated Bank Corp.
And welcome back to Biz Talk. We're coming into the final segment of our program. We have about 7 minutes left in the show, and we just wanted to cover a few things. But if you do have a question for Bernie, give us a call at 281-1150, 281-1150. And if you're outside Appleton, it's 866-887-1150, and we'll try to get the call in. Bernie, during the break, we talked a little bit about different points in reviewing, and Jyothi had a question for you.
Just wanted to kind of get a feel for what were your challenges as you set up this business, Sun Comfort?
I guess the biggest challenge looking backwards was the finances. You know, we went in with a what I felt was a realistic idea of what we needed to be. And we had a realistic dollar amount, at least that's what we thought at the time, of what monies we were going to need. And, you know, hindsight has taught me a lot of things. And that's why with the new store we're opening, if I thought, and I'm just using this as a number, it was going to take $100,000 to start my business, realistically, that number was half of what we really ended up needing. So, you know, I guess if I were to advise, and I do this with the people that I mentor right now, you know, you need to develop a very healthy relationship with wherever your bank is going to be. Whoever you're going to use as your financial institution, you need to sit down and work with them very, very regularly and be honest with them as to what's going on, and so that when you do run into a financial bind, and I think that's the number one killer of a lot of businesses, is they flat get themselves into a financial situation that they can't get out of. Where I was very fortunate, the bank I use and the lender I work with has worked with me through this whole process, and I've been very, very grateful for that. You know, my wife and I weren't rich, but we weren't poor. And, you know, we used a lot of the assets that we had to get our business up and going. But quite honestly, we still ended up having to go back to the bank to borrow some money to get through unforeseen, unprepared situations. You know, that's why this time with opening the next door, we're going to be in a much better situation to know how to accomplish that.
Well, thanks, Bernie. Would you like to give out your contact information, like your phone number, your website again, in case someone would like to contact you and learn more about your business?
Sure. You know, if you're local, it's, 380-5840. If you're not local, it's the same number, just put 888 in front of it. We were pretty fortunate there. Our websites are suncomfortwi.com or backyardbernie.com.
Okay. That's good. Sharon, did you have anything you'd like to add to the final segment of the program? Did you have any closing comments or anything? Want to say goodbye or good job, Bernie? Or hey, what's this Backyard Bernie thing?
Yeah, what is that? I'd like
to
know.
That reminds me, what is Backyard Bernie?
Backyard Bernie kind of came out of our branding. One of the advertisers I worked with says, well, you're totally capable of creating a backyard environment. And one of the other people said, yeah, Backyard Bernie, and it just kind of stuck. And since that's exactly how it's come into existence.
Reminds you of Mad Dog and Merrill.
I was expecting something juicier. I don't know why.
No.
Well, that was good.
Well, you sell backyard furniture, and you've got a four-season, three-season room, and you give people the opportunity to enjoy the outdoors in their backyard.
Absolutely.
So it sticks, and the personality is good for it, too.
Just one other quick question. With the types of rooms that you have, sunrooms, seasons, rooms, and all that stuff, what's the biggest seller? Like, what does everybody want? I mean, right now in this economy, what is the biggest seller?
Three-season rooms, by far. The vinyl four-track room that we sell is by far. You know, we've done 150 units this year, and out of that 150, probably 90% are the three-season rooms. We do very few all-season rooms just simply because of the fact that when we sit down and explore what the customers are truly looking for and needing, the cost savings are considerable by going through the three-season versus an all-season room.
I think you should mention, Bernie, that they're not all rooms.
Oh, they're not, but again, we can convert the porches and stuff of existing porches to a three-season room also with our window systems.
Well, we're coming into the final couple of minutes of our program, and our tradition is to ask our guests to leave a pearl of wisdom or a biz tip for the listening audience. And Bernie, what would you share with the audience? What is your biz tip?
I guess as we're approaching a very, very important day in the state of Wisconsin, is, you know, I hear business owners complain about how wonderful a state we live in and the rules and regulations that are being made that we have to live with. And, you know, we have one opportunity every once in a while to voice just what's necessary. And this, not this week, Tuesday, but the following week, is our opportunity to voice our approval or disapproval. And, you know, if you don't go and vote, don't complain. So if I had to give a piece of advice, this coming Tuesday, get out there and make your voice count.
November 2nd is the voting date. It's a week from this coming Tuesday, and I couldn't agree more, Bernie, because you know it doesn't come along every week or every month or even every year. Mm-hmm. You have to, and then once you vote, you have to stay involved.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Don't just send somebody off to the political headquarters, state or federal, and forget about them for the next cycle. Just stay involved with them. Write them letters and let them know. Invite them over to your business to see your room.
Yeah, there you go.
Right?
tell them just what counts.
That's right. Well, I'd like to thank Sharon and Bernie for being our guests this morning on BizTalk. It was great to have you here in the studio and talking about the program and your business. And congratulations on all the success you've earned it. It's a lot of hard work. And Bernie, you're a good leader.
Yep, and good luck.
Thank you guys for having us.
Yep. Jyothi, thanks for being a co-host this morning on the program. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
Jax, thanks for sitting in this morning. My daughter watching the program, so it's good to have you here this morning. Bob, thanks for running the board. And you've been listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY Radio.